Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based near Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about intelligence in kids and teens. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. So, Rebecca, what is specific about kids who are high intellectual potential?
Yeah, so we hear this kind of a buzzword right now, you know, HP kids, high potential. Some of these kids are carrying out daily life in exactly the same way as their peers, who, and they might not even necessarily know that they're the high intellectual potential. Others can have real challenges, which can include anxiety and depression or even learning disabilities. So there's a kind of wide gamut, if you like. And I think when we are assessing children and they learn that they're within a kind of very small percentage of the population that can absorb information in the way that they can, that it's important to try to support them to understand what that means and how does that translate into their social and learning lives.
So we have a situation at the moment now where everyone thinks they're high potential.
Yes.
Right.
That does happen because there are trends in self-diagnosing, both parents diagnosing their children and children diagnosing themselves. I mean, this is, I think, a kind of tendency because we want to try to understand ourselves, and I think it's natural that people would try to put language on that. Before it was ADHD, now it's HP. But if you like, there could be more anxiety, if you like, related, because there could be a lot of absorption of information, so a certain level of excitement that the child needs to learn how to filter and contain. And that is where having a full assessment carried out by a clinical psychologist really is important. And also, in order to be diagnosed as high potential, you have to have a clinical assessment.
Okay, so what is a day in life at school like for a kid with HP?
Well, I would say the necessity to be sufficiently stimulated. So if you imagine a classroom, they're within only 2% of kids in their own age are going to be absorbing that kind of information. We don't want them to lose, you know, motivation. So it would mean collaborating with teachers to make sure that the child can stay stimulated, whether they do an extra activity or are, you know, sat in a certain place or participate in an extra learning group. For example, sometimes there's kids that are pulled out and they create a kind of subgroup to do extra exercises. I mean, there's various ways of managing it, but I would say collaborating between parents and schools is really effective for the children.
Are there specific measures that can be useful for kids with HP?
Well, so some schools propose groups for HP kids that are adapted to their high learning capacity so that they're in the kind of same level with peers within that specific hour, for example. Other HP kids can be given responsibility of helping classmates with problem solving or even, you know, somehow learning or tutoring. If you like, it's helpful for the student to receive kind of new information and to benefit from, a peer explaining something from them. And then it benefits the student who's high potential because they have to explain thinking that is otherwise very reflexive for them. So it's kind of beneficial for both.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks so much indeed. For more information, you can visit Rebecca's website, cabinetweber.net. And if you want to hear that show again and others in the series, you can always do that on our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.